we have Easter today, haven't we? And we started early. I confess, more of you than I expected started early, long before the sunrise. We gathered with the clouds building and the storm rolling and the lightning flashing. We did it indoors, in case you're wondering. But even indoors, in the dark, it seemed that all nature sang and bore witness that the world was changing. And we were changing with it. We have Easter today, haven't we? We're just getting started. We have proclaimed in word and colors and candles and confession and song the resurrection of Jesus. We've said it like we mean it, like it's done and certain, with joy and celebration and conviction, soon in water, later in maybe jelly beans or chocolate bunnies. It's a beautiful morning, the best. Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, says at Easter, "We are standing in the middle of a second Big Bang, a tumultuous surge of divine energy as fiery and intense as the very beginning of the universe." But when we read the story, when we enter into the story of that early Sunday morning, nothing is done. Nothing is certain, certainly not the resurrection and its promise for new life, and its place as a vocabulary of uncertainty. They are perplexed. They are terrified. They don't remember anything Jesus had said before. Their words about what was going on out at the tomb sounded like an idle tale, or we might say a fairy tale, a story both too good to be true, and if true, then possibly not good. What's going on here? The tomb was empty. Jesus gone. That's about all they know right now. There's some solace in that too, yes? In the middle of it, Peter got up, ran, stooped, looked in, saw, went home, and was amazed at what had happened. Only he still didn't know what had happened. What crossed Peter's mind and stirred in his heart as he ran toward the tomb? He was among the men who hadn't believed the women's report that morning, and yet he rose to go and see. His feet hit the ground with the thud of doubt and fear and worry, sadness at the death of his master. Shame for having denied him three times at the moment of truth. And yet, he rose. In a not so subtle wordplay, the word for what Peter did is the same that describes Christ. Peter rose to his feet to search for Christ, who rose from the dead. Even in his doubt, fear, worry, sadness, sorrow, shame, his new life had already begun, even if he didn't know it yet. The journey of faith always begins in the dark. And one step at a time is how we come to the cross and the tomb and new life in Christ. No matter where we begin or how many dead ends we hit along the way until now. It's where we began on Easter and at hard times in our lives. Along the way, we might scale tall mountains. We might wrestle with long doubts or our own shame. We might sit in the ashes of what our lives have become. And then somehow, by grace, buttressed by the good words of others, strengthened by the prayers of some we will never know, pulled by the hope against hope that there is a tomorrow today, we rise. Christ rises, and we rise with him. We, like Peter and the women, cannot discover new life by staying imprisoned within ourselves. Let our sealed tombs be broken open that God may enter and grant us new life. Let us give him the stones of our bitterness and the boulders of our past, the heavy burdens of our weaknesses and our failures. Christ comes to take us by the hand, to lift us out, to rise from anguish, darkness, despair. The first stone removed is the lack of hope which imprisons us within ourselves. And this marked the beginning of Peter's resurrection, the resurrection of the heart. Peter was amazed at what had happened. Some translations say he marveled. Others say he was wondering in himself, which is a strange phrase, wondering in himself. But I know what that feels like. I know what that means. Here's a person amazed, marveling, wondering in himself about all that had happened. The stories of the women were true. The tomb was empty. What does it mean? The things Jesus said began to come back to him, like the Son of Man must die and 3 days later rise again. Like Peter, we can find ourselves come to the moment of faith and marvel what's happening inside ourselves. It's like something new is being born deep within. The deep darkness begins to brighten, and so the load on the heart. Steps back home each begin to quicken, and so does the Spirit. This is the journey of faith and new life. Faith begins in wonder. Long before Easter is framed as doctrines of faith or becomes a cognitive assent to belief, long before Easter becomes a holiday of any kind with traditions and pageantry, long before Friday is called good and we can say with the apostle that death has been defeated, before Easter is pastel dresses and painted eggs and those Reese's peanut butter and chocolate eggs, those are so good. Before any of that and spring flowers and family photos, long before anyone can say with any conviction, Christ is risen indeed. Long before any of that, the resurrection is just a marvel. And faith is a miracle. It's a wonder. Something amazing. Something terrifying has happened. It changes everything, everything. When that begins to come home to us, we feel it. When we taste again the joy of salvation, Easter is that rise in your throat, the quickening of the pulse, a candle flicker in the darkness. It is Christ is risen and hell was embittered. Easter is hope, the first flickers of hope that God is alive and we live in him and because of him and in him. Easter is whispering into the sin and the shame, you, yes, you, come to the cross. Come to the tomb. Christ has died. Christ has risen, and you are risen with him. We haven't lost that, have we? Forbid it. The psalmist prays, restore to me the joy of my salvation, and so we too pray, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Let me delight in you. It all begins in wonder. And that's enough for today. To leave behind us the empty tomb and to walk into new life. Each of us is somewhere on that worn path from home to the tomb and back again. On the way out to the tomb, there's darkness and doubt and shame and sadness and uncertainty. There's the worry that all this is idle tale and the worry that it's not idle tale. And what does that mean? The way out to the tomb can be awfully lonely. The way back from the tomb can have all those things still. And yet, in the darkness, a ray of light. In the doubt, a new sense of courage and conviction. In the shame, a new release. In sadness, the beginning of joy again. In uncertainty, the seed of faith. All begins to become amazement and wonder. Callistos Ware, the British Orthodox theologian, beckons us always back to that early morning half-light in the garden, where we step into the garden, where death encounters life and the darkness light. It is not the task of Christianity, he says, to provide easy answers to every question, but to make us progressively aware of a mystery. God is not so much the object of our knowledge as the cause of our wonder. Peter wondered at all that had happened. He was the one Christ singled out as the rock on which I'll build my church. And Peter will grow in knowledge. He'll preach the gospel to thousands. He'll die for his faith. His apostolic ministry will change the world. But on this day, on this very day, he's just a wide-eyed wanderer, a wayfaring stranger, a man carrying the heavy weight of his failure on his shoulders, like us, stepping across a threshold of time and space into a world made new and a life renewed. And we step with him today. Come out of the tomb. Rise from the dead. This very day is the first day of the rest of your faith. Thanks be to God.